The microloan is replacing the salary increase for many South Africans. Paul Yon, CEO of VCCB. South Africa's consumer credit boom has moved from big-ticket borrowing to survival-sized debt. Over the past 2 years, the number of personal loans opened has increased significantly, even as the average loan size has shrunk, signaling a structural move towards high-frequency, low-value borrowing as households scramble to plug month-end cash flow gaps rather than fund once-off purchases. From emergency loan providers offering fast cash in amounts as low as R500-R1000 up to R20,000, to short-term lenders advancing R1000-R50,000 over just a few months, the market is increasingly geared towards micro-liquidity products designed to cover rent, groceries and transport for a few weeks at a time. Against this backdrop, internal portfolio data showing loan originations up 41% while average opening balances have fallen by 13% since Q1 2024 points to a rescue loan economy where consumers are taking out more loans, more often, for less money each time, and in the process hard-coding short-term credit into the way they manage everyday life. The growth in the personal loan market isn't being driven by consumers investing in assets, consolidating debt strategically or funding productive expenditure, it is consumers who have run out of other options and need money before month end. The borrower profile is also changing in ways that reinforce this reality, with the share of personal loan holders aged 18 to 15 more than doubling over the same period, rising from 3% to 7%, while the 26 to 35 segment has grown from 29% to 33%. A growing proportion of new borrowers are falling in the lower and middle income brackets, with segments below a monthly income of R10,000 maintaining a significant share of originations. Younger South Africans are entering the credit market earlier, and the doorway they're using is the unsecured, short-term lender. The people driving volume growth are, in many cases, those least equipped to carry the cost of repeat, high-frequency borrowing. The concern is the impact this is having on their credit profiles. Average months in arrears on non-personal loan accounts has increased by around 14% over the past year. People are taking out loans because they are under pressure to manage existing credit and they are feeling strain across the board. The credit mix tells the same story, with exposure heavily concentrated in unsecured products, personal loans, revolving credit and store cards, with secured lending representing a very small share of total balances. The payday and short-term loan segment sits at the sharp end of this conversation. Debt restructuring data shows that short-term and payday credit accounts for a non-trivial share of restructured debt baskets, which indicates that a meaningful portion of this borrowing is not being serviced comfortably and is eventually finding its way into formal distress processes. The convenience of fast, small, digital credit has a price, and it's accumulating on household balance sheets. This doesn't mean that microcredit is without value. It plays a role in supporting households navigating genuine short-term income disruption, as it is preferable to informal lenders or simply not eating. The problem is the pattern and what this is saying about the underlying financial condition of a significant number of South African consumers. When short-term credit becomes a recurring cash flow tool rather than an occasional emergency measure, households are using credit to stay still, not get ahead. Credit has always been a tool for households needing a step up or a step out of financial complexity, but a credit market that's growing by issuing more loans for less money to lower-income borrowers who are already behind on their obligations is not expanding. This is a market that's absorbing a problem that disposable income can no longer contain, and the numbers attached to it are not a cause for optimism. The South African consumer is running out of tools to stay afloat, and it is essential that something is done to ensure there are better protections and solutions in place. Ends. Author at Paul Yon, VCCB Plus. Posts bio at Paul Yon, VCCB. The squeeze is real. What rising consumer debt means for South Africa's economic road ahead. Share on your socials.